Welcome to Community Connections, and it's my pleasure. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. And today we have two interviews. We'll hear from Cindy McLeish between 1 and 2, but our first interview is with Siri as this time of the month. They're always talking to us the fourth Wednesday of the month, and we have with us Daletta. She's the Executive Manager of Children's Services. Welcome, Daletta.
Welcome, Alan, and hello to everyone in the Yarra Valley.
Great to hear from you. Now, the letter, of course, at the moment, COVID-19 is causing some problems. So not so much what can't you do, but what can or is Siri Services able to do at the moment?
So at the moment, our children's services is open, but with restricted access for permitted workers and vulnerable children only. The school during through our community school during term three was able to open with a mix of remote learning and face-to-face learning.
And of course,
term three.
And of course, it's school holidays at the moment anyway, isn't it?
It is school holidays at the moment. And so with our vacation care, we've been able to operate our vacation care as well, but only for children that were eligible to attend school in term three. So we did have restrictions placed on our vacation care, which obviously makes it difficult for some families who are still working. So the community school's been operating with a mix of remote learning and on-site learning. With the community hubs, we haven't been able to operate, but they've been doing a lot of online sessions with, you know, midweek meets and a whole lot of other things that they've been doing. So, and all our staff that are located in the corporate office have been working from home. So, yeah, very restricted ability to be on site, but we're hoping that things will ease a little bit with the second step. With the second step that's factored to come into play this Monday, childcare will open. So early childhood services will open unrestricted. That's what we're hearing at this stage, but obviously they're is always a little bit of confusion about what will be announced on the weekend. All schools will have the option of going to complete on-site learning from the 12th of October. And so therefore our outside school hours care will be able to operate under the same lines that, you know, children will be able to access school from the 12th of October. And at this stage, there still will be very, very restricted ability for anything to happen at the community hubs. But as I say, there's a lot of things happening online. So I can go through some of those things for you in more detail if you would like.
I guess we will. We'll take a break very shortly and then we'll come back and go through them a bit more each one. We'll expand them out a little bit. But I guess the thing that we've got to say too is that not that any of us wanted to be involved with this COVID-19. It's not something any of us wanted, and it's certainly been very difficult. The only thing or the positive side of it is that if this had happened 10 years ago with a lack of communication abilities, we'd have been in a lot bigger trouble than now. I mean, a lot of organisations are able to use Zoom, Jitsi and any, you know, various platforms that you are able to do this. I mean, remote learning wouldn't have been a possibility 10 years ago, would it?
No, and I think it's really been a credit to a lot of people in that they've been able to pivot and change direction really quickly. You know, we've been offering Zoom classrooms to our kinder children and then have sort of expanded it out to our to all of our rooms in our early childhood services. And it's been just remarkable to see the children's faces light up as they see their friends and teachers on the screen. So, you know, something that I wouldn't have thought would ever have been possible to offer remote learning to early childhood and kinders has actually been done quite well. And, you know, so a really big shout out to all our educators and our teachers for doing a great job during this very, very challenging time.
It certainly has been, hasn't it? It's not something that looking back, this is something we're going to look back for many years to come, isn't it?
Yes, well, we'll be in the history books. That's what someone told me the other day. We've made history. We'll appear in the history books as, you know, the people that went through COVID-19 in 2020.
And not that we wanted to be in that. Not that we wanted to be in that,
did
we?
Definitely not, Alan. No.
But I guess that on a positive side, I mean, we need to be positive because we will get out of this. I mean, it's not a great time, but at some stage we'll be out of this. And, you know, it's no good us sort of all getting depressed because it will come about. And when we get out of it, well, then that's what we'll be able to do.
And I think we've learnt a lot more skills than we've given ourselves credit for, you know, and just some of the things that we've been able to take online, I don't think we would have thought that was possible prior to this. So it's been a really big learning curve, I think, for a lot of us on what is possible. Like, there are so many possibilities that we didn't embark on before.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of groups, just had to get onto Zoom and those sorts. When I talk about Zoom, I could talk about every platform, but otherwise, you know, there's always that risk that if you don't do something for 3 months, are people going to come back? And apart from that, I mean, in your organisation, the people that have to work, your nurses, your doctors, your ambulance, police and all those, I mean, they have to have somewhere for their children to go.
And one of the really big things that we've done, Alan, throughout this whole time is stay connected with the families that aren't able to attend. So doing FaceTime calls with the parents and the children. We've been doing Zoom classrooms. We've been, you know, calling them just to touch base and see how they are, because those relationships are really important. And this is the time where we all need each other. So that connection and those relationships have been really important. And I think that we've done a really good job in that we've stayed connected with families. All our families are really looking forward to next week and can't wait for the children to be back on site. I'm being with all their peers because they've found it really hard. A lot of the younger children don't understand why we can't, you know, why can't I go to childcare? So it's really difficult for them.
Mm. Look, that's very true. And we often talk on this program about social isolation, and it's bad at the best of times for some, particularly some of the older people and some of the people that just don't get around. But at this time, I mean, it's even worse. I mean, people just don't have that opportunity to be able to talk to one another without technology.
That's definitely true. And one of the things that we made a conscious effort of very early in the piece, when the government were calling it socially distancing, we actually referred to it as physically distancing, because we wanted to remain socially connected with our families and with our educators and with our teams and with the organisation as a whole. So that's something that we've worked really hard at. Yes, we can be physically distanced, but we can still remain socially connected. So I think that's really important as well. And the message that we've been trying to get out across through all aspects of Siri, really, that we're still here for you. And we're only a phone call away. And, just give us a call and we'll try and steer you in the right direction of getting some support and help where you need.
Delita, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Soothe my
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 28 minutes past 12 and it's 12 degrees. And the rain stopped. I'd like to say the sun's come out, but it's still looking pretty black. So anyway, we're talking to Siri Services, and we have with us Diletta, and she's the Executive Manager of Children's Services. Diletta, you're saying that you can go through some of the things that are running at the moment, please?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So as I said, Children's Services is running for just limited access at the moment under the government stage four, step one. But as from next week, we are open for business as usual. We think there are no restrictions. There may obviously be some more announcements on the weekend, but at this stage we can open all early childhood learning from next week. The outside school hours care that we operate will obviously still be guided by the school requirements. So from the 5th of October, it's still very limited school access for children, but from the 12th, all children have the ability to go back to school if they're prep to grade two. And obviously children who are vulnerable sort of are fit outside that scope. So our community school will be offering all students face-to-face learning from the 12th of October, but we'll still obviously, so they'll give all of the children the opportunity to go back to school on the 12th of October.
If they don't go back on the 12th, will they still have the opportunity to for remote learning?
Yeah, look, they will look at all of the cases individually and work out what's best for the student and the school. They obviously being the school that they are want to engage in as many children face-to-face as possible during term four. Kinders will operate as normal. So we have our sessional kinder at Churnside Park that will open up for all children on the 5th of October, and our kindergartens, which are integrated with our long daycares at Mount Evelyn and Yarra Junction. They can take the students back from next week. And then the kinder program will start operating again from the 5th of October. So a few things that are a bit different this week to next week with children's services and the schools, which is great. The community hubs aren't able to offer any face-to-face at the moment. So there are quite a lot of programs that are being delivered remotely and on Zoom. They've got a holiday program that you can register for online. That is actually on our website that you can have a look at and register for. They have things like midweek meets where they interview various people in the community. I did a segment on there a couple of weeks ago where, you know, they just asked me questions about early childhood and some of the changes. They've had, like, you know, different people on there. That is, they had a firefighter on talking about, you know, his commitment to being a firefighter. So that's a really great community initiative as well. They've had Lego challenges during the lockdown as well, which the children have really enjoyed.
Tell us a bit more about the Lego, please.
It's just a bit like Lego, the Lego Masters show that's on television, but, you know, adapted to an online remote Zoom opportunity where they make Lego creations and then sort of judge them based on, you know, the peer feedback. So it's a lot of fun, and that's had a really big uptake throughout the community, and something that they really enjoyed.
Sorry, do they all do the same, make the same thing, or how does it work?
I don't know. I haven't actually done one, Alan.
Fair enough.
I know when we've done it during our vacation care, we would adapt it to, okay, you need to use 15 blocks to create something, you know, like this, so that it gives them that little bit of a challenge. I'm not 100% sure about the one that we offer on lockdown on the, you know, the remote Zoom, but it has been extremely popular. It's been a really popular program that they've run. They're still doing their remote, so the education and training are still doing remote learning and are taking early childhood education enrolments that will start in term four. So that's all operating online by remote learning and has been quite successful. So, yes, please enrol in the early childhood and you may be one of my educators in the times to come. We've been able to operate as much as we can remotely, and the staff have been really very creative in providing some really different things. Like, you know, the Lego challenge is just an example of that. It's been awesome. And the midweek meets that used to operate on Friday, used to be called Friday Night Live. But then when restrictions started to ease, people wanted their Friday nights back. So now they've started with the midweek meets, which has been popular again and has a lot of people logging in and being part of that. So it just shows what we can do when we're faced with adversity and how we just want to stay connected with the community, that we can be quite creative.
And I can see why they'd particularly like it on a Wednesday, because it breaks a week up too, doesn't it?
It does. It certainly does. And so even though things are a little bit quiet, we've been successful in receiving a grant for solar to be put into our hub at Yarra Junction, which is great because it sort of fits in with our sustainability philosophy. So we received a grant from the government's Energy Efficient Communities Program. So it's $10,888 to install like panels on the Yarra Junction Community House, which is really awesome. So that's a really good achievement. So we've still been kicking some goals with those sorts of things during lockdown as well.
Oh, that's terrific. All right, look, we've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more on Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 26 minutes to 1 and 12 degrees. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 19 minutes to 1 and 12 degrees. I have with me Daletta from Siri Services. Daletta, you've got some great news about something that's happening at Mount Evelyn.
Yes, we were very lucky to receive a grant from the Department of Education to revamp our playground and put some inclusive sensory equipment into the playground. So that's just about finished. We were hoping to do a face-to-face launch, but then unfortunately COVID interfered with that. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a virtual launch. So wait for some details on our Facebook page about that. But there's some awesome equipment that really allows for inclusiveness across all our children. Children that may have additional needs are able to access all the equipment. We've got a wheelchair accessible spinner, which is a lot of fun, even for children that aren't in a wheelchair. They sort of spin around and have a great deal of fun with it. So that's a wonderful asset at our Mount Evelyn Children's Centre, and will be something that we hope the children can really enjoy. So we're hoping that will be completed within the next few weeks and officially launched in October. So watch this space. It is pretty awesome.
Sounds terrific.
Yep, it certainly is. And one of the other things that I wanted to share with you, we are looking at, in recent years, Ceres hosted the Teddy Bears Picnic. So the Teddy Bears Picnic was originated in Yarra Junction and was in Children's Week. We extended that last year and also added a Chermside Park Teddy Bears Picnic. They're all due to happen in October. But of course, that dreaded word again, COVID has interfered with us being able to run the Teddy Bears Picnic in the festival type mode that we've done it in the past. So we're actually doing something a little bit innovative to try and connect the community together. So we're doing a Teddy Bears sing-along. And what we're doing is, I don't know if you've seen the choirs where people will come together and do a Zoom. That's what we're wanting to achieve with the Teddy Bears Picnic. So the theme of Children's Week this year is that children have the right to make their to choose their friends and feel safe in doing so. So the song we have chosen is You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story. And so we're asking for people to submit videos of themselves and their children, or, you know, different groups together. Alan, maybe you could sing it with some of your team.
Maybe not.
And we're going to launch that in Children's Week on Thursday, the 29th of October at 10 a.m. There'll be lots more information going out with the Children's Week flyer from Yarra Rangers Council, but also we will be putting a whole lot of stuff on our Facebook page. So watch out for that space. Siri Children's Service has its own Facebook page, but it will also be on the Children's Services, the Siri Facebook page as well. And it's really a collaboration. Laura from the Hubs is also involved and has already done, we've done some trial videos where her and her daughter have featured, and we've had all of the educators get on board and want to do one as well. So we just thought it's a really nice way of connecting the community and how important friendship has been during these times. And so we wanted to sort of just do a message about connection, friendship, and connecting friendship, and in a way that we thought was possible in these very difficult times where we don't know where we'll be in Children's Week, whether we'll be able to do things face to face. So watch this space and look forward. You know, we've actually done a bit of a mock trial, and it already looks awesome. So imagine when we get everything together, how awesome it's going to look. So, yeah, I'm very excited. I think it's a really great initiative.
Sounds fantastic. We'll just take another quick break.
It's the Cossacks local spot. Jukebox in Siberia, pounding out hysteria. Get down, bloody bastard. Drop the roof in the slot. That jukebox in Siberia, jukebox in Siberia. They're all drinking at the bar. Loose shoppies, they're looking cool. Mikhail Brezhnev, shooting pool. Ivan's up from Gorky Park to hang out with the Tsar. At that jukebox in Siberia, deep in the interior. Get down, bloody Vostok. And all the Russians want to rock. That jukebox in Siberia, pounding out hysteria. Russians wanna rock. Drop the rubles in the slot. That jukebox in Siberia, jukebox in Siberia.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 10 minutes to 1 and 13 degrees, and it's coming over a bit black, so I don't know what's going to, could get a bit more rain. But anyway, we're talking to Siri Services, and we've got Daletta with us. Daletta, you want to talk something about a goose?
No, we have a program that's a pretty awesome program. It's an evidence-based program. It's called Parent Child Mother Goose. And it's really a program which gets young parents parents together to sing songs and tell stories, do lots of rhymes together. And obviously during COVID, we haven't been able to operate play groups and Parent Child Mother Goose. So we've decided to take Parent Child Mother Goose online and do some Zoom sessions. So they will be commencing in the week of the 4th of October, and there'll be more information on our Facebook page in the coming days.
Now, we need to talk about this. How, if we've got excited today and you've talked about these up-and-coming things that are going to be on your Facebook page, that are going to be on your website, so can you give us all the details how we can contact Siri Services, please?
Sure. Now, just remembering that Siri isn't like the phone Siri, spelt with an S. It's Siri spelt with a C, so it's C-I-R-E. So the website is www.siri.org.au. We have a general phone number, and our wonderful reception staff can put you through to the right department, and they're really good at getting messages to us. So the Siri general phone number is 1-300-835-235. I'll say that again. 1-300-835-235. And all of our business units have their own Facebook page, and Siri Services has a general one as well, which we link to. So there's Siri Services Facebook page, and then there's the Siri Children Services Facebook page and Siri Community Hubs as well. So you can go there for updated information about what's happening. We are taking enrolments for kindergarten and for early childhood education at all of our services. So feel free to pick up the phone, give us a call, and we can answer your questions. I've even doing some FaceTime tours of the services, so just so that families that haven't been able to access the services can see them and see what they're like, and we can answer their questions.
That's terrific, isn't it? And I guess too, as the restrictions start to ease off a bit, then you'll be able to do more and more as you go along, won't you?
Yep, definitely. We're hoping from next week we'll be able to do face-to-face tours. So if anyone wants to come and have a look at the amazing work that our team of educators do, feel free to give us a call and we'll organise a tour, and you can come in and have a look at the amazing learning that happens in the spaces.
Can you give us those contacts again, please, Aletta?
Sure. So Siri website is www.siri, spelled C-I-R-E, .org.au. The general phone number is 1-300-835-235. And there is on our website a link to inquiry pages if you want to make some inquiries online. You can do that as well.
Aletta, it's been a pleasure to have you again. I know that particularly the educators, and you all are working very hard. It's something that you're not used to, and you're probably inventing the rules as you go along. But it's great that you are able to sort of still stay in contact with people. And, of course, we'll have someone back from Siri Services same time, 4th Wednesday of next month, which will be October, won't it?
It will. Wow, the year's flying, hasn't it?
Well, I don't think there's going to be many that are going to be sorry to see the end of 2020.
That's for sure, Alan, that's for sure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Happy to have you along, and we'll look forward to talking to someone from Siri same time next month. Thanks very much, Aletta.
Thanks, Alan.
See you.
Stay safe, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.